And President Trump's executive order to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border has human ramifications, obviously. But conservationists and wildlife experts are concerned that animals, jaguars, mountain lions, and Mexican gray wolves are among the dozens of species, many endangered, whose lives or future survival would be under threat. Vicky Croak covers all things animals for us. And Vicky, start with a conservationist view.
Well, conservationists always talk about the fact that animals don't recognize official government borders across state lines or international ones. And we really see that in a pointed way here. Much of the border between U.S. and Mexico is already fenced, 600 plus miles. But the order for the new wall intends to close up the distance for the entire length, which is about 2,000 miles long from Texas to California. And here's some amazing essential habitat, including portions of the Sonoran Desert ecosystem. There's a terrific diversity of wildlife. Javelina or peccary, Sonoran pronghorn, carnivores including pumas, bears, ocelots, wolves, and those elusive jaguars. In the simplest terms, what we're talking about from biologists and conservationists is that the wall construction is a direct threat to wildlife.
What is the threat? Just passage?
At the most basic level, that's right. It would be incredibly disruptive, interfering with natural movement of many, cutting off traditional or regular resources for food or water, especially difficult in habitat that's susceptible to drought, and then cutting off access to mates or limiting the number of potential mates, which, of course, can have enormous consequences for species already under pressure. Mm-hmm. I spoke with Dr. Howard Quigley. He's with Panthera, and that's the Global Wildcat Conservation Organization. He's a leader in their jaguar and puma programs, and he framed the problem as casting a shadow across many species. Here's what he had to say.
A wall, especially if it's impermeable to species, whether it's cats or deer or even fence lizards, is going to be a detriment to that that species. And the number of species that would be affected, it really is everything from snakes and rodents all the way up to anything that can't fly, whether it's the black bear or the jaguar, and everything in between.
You know, in at least the case of one species, this would be stop cold, the chance, remote or not, just starting to naturally recolonize former habitat.
You're talking about the jaguar.
That's right. There's been a lot of excitement in the last few years about a couple of jaguars, one that famous El Jefe and another more recently, but both cats stoked the hopes that the species might just reestablish itself here in the United States. And they've been photographed and tracked north of the border, living pretty well in Arizona. And we have Mexico to thank for them. Panthera points out that while we in the U.S. have lost breeding populations of jaguars, Mexico has maintained jaguar habitat, jaguars, some of it just 100 miles from the border, what they characterize as a few days' walk for a wandering cat. And that's the source population that's provided us with the famous dispersing male jaguars here. So the Center for Biological Diversity, they've issued a statement, and they say Trump's plan would, quote, end any chance of recovery for endangered jaguars, ocelots, and wolves in the border region.
Well, you know, people who are so concerned about immigration may not care as much about two cats, you know. Just briefly, what are conservationists going to do?
Well, a lot of the conservationists think that the two don't have to be in opposition, but they're doing everything in the meantime, including asking for environmental impact statements to some, saying they'll stand in front of bulldozers if necessary to stop construction.
All right. Well, Vicky Croak, we will keep an eye on this. Vicky Croak reports on all things animal for us at Here and Now. And now, the wall and how it might affect animals. Vicky, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.